The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show with Sam Platts and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another week of fun and frivolity.
Hello.
Frivolity.
Sure.
Did you leave Diana out of the introduction?
Oh, is that the one without?
Oh, wait, for real? You have an introduction without me out?
Well, you were gone for like a month.
So you took me out?
Well, no, hold on. Here's the one with you in it.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
See, there's two different versions.
Oh, shit.
You were MIA from like Thanksgiving through the end of the year.
Yeah, because work was a bitch.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying why. That way, I didn't have to explain why you weren't here.
Oh, that's
just
so great.
Just don't hit that button again, Nate.
When I'm here,
you're gonna lose it.
Yeah, actually, it's a good thing you have that because there's like very good. There's like a serious chance that I might not be able to come for like 5 months.
Wow, that's quite a time.
Again, unless you don't have to live up to the stereotype.
Well, I mean, it's a very real reason that I can't talk about until after court because I'm pleading the fifth on everything.
Sure, that's okay. Fine. Unless we get a show Uber for you.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. Each one just open an account.
Where do you live again?
Rancho Cordova.
Fuck that.
I'll just call in randomly.
You know, that we could do a distance learning with you.
Yes.
My special ad.
Pretend I'm on the show and be talking the whole entire time and just like.
Oh, no, we could hook it up. I can hook it up.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, it can happen.
That's pretty brilliant. Yeah.
It's look, I did a podcast with one guy. Me here, one guy in Monterey, and another guy in Albany, New York. So it can be done.
All right. Good. Just giving y'all a heads up.
Great. Wow. We'll get ready for that. Coming up on the show today, what happens if you do what you were told when you were a little kid and save your pennies? Just how much would you get?
Oh, God.
From 500 pounds of them?
God.
We'll damn, have that. Copper is worth a lot.
We'll have that answer. Yeah, but that's not what he turned it in for. Why you shouldn't film your ad on train tracks is a very, very good reason. And Kareem's favorite show could be in trouble.
Oh, Lord.
Say it ain't so.
We'll get into all that. But first, hey, everybody, how was your week?
Such a good week, I guess.
Yeah, Sam, let's start with you.
You know, I got to spend the weekend up in a cabin with 7 men.
That sounds mighty gay.
I'm pretty sure, you know, that's the beginning of a porno or a horror movie.
I got naked several times, but that's nothing. There was no wiener going inside a butthole action.
Is there? It could go in the mouth. That still makes you gay.
You know we
that's
will
gay?
Still. You know we will still love you.
Yeah.
No, I accept
we'll
that.
Still. I mean, we can have two gay people on the podcast. It's
absolutely.
Okay, Sam.
I don't want to crowd you on a gay. Nate says no.
No. I'm all for diversity, but I'm capped at one gay.
Yeah. No, it was a bunch of, actually, I think everyone there was a married man, married to a woman, except for me.
Wow.
Oh, good for you.
You know. We had a good time. We shot hella guns at trees and targets.
So this is like a manly man, like,
this
vacation.
This was a mancation, yeah.
This nice. Is so funny because Sam looks like, out of all of us, he looks less manly than I do.
I just shaved my beard off. That's why.
It's
makes
the way
me look like a
no,
little
it's,
boy.
It's the way he dresses.
Yeah.
Yes.
And his mannerisms.
It's the hat.
So I think that's like the, it was just like, yeah, we shot guns and shit. I was just expecting you to be like, yeah, we just hot tubbed for like
we
two
hot
tubbed. Days.
Yeah. We did each other's nails.
You gotta remember, Sam grew up in Truckee. He's a mountain man.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, that's right.
We went on hikes. We threw knives. We shot guns and bows and arrows.
I
want to
do
legit.
That.
We strolled through the moonlight.
We did. Actually, no, there was clouds. Otherwise, we would have.
That's exciting.
It was fun.
Where'd you go?
It's up in the Cascade Mountains up near Redding and all that.
Oh, nice.
But it's secluded. It's in between Viola and some Shingletown or something. I don't know.
Here,
I wish I could quit you.
We have some audio of Sam and the guys.
My back feels like it's broke.
I didn't want to be a barber anyway.
Fresh cut timber. The crash of mighty trees. With my best girlie by my side.
I wish I could quit you.
We'd sing.
back and I'm okay. Sleep all night, I work all day.
He's up there, he's all day. Sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory.
This all sounds about right, doesn't
that's,
it?
That's my youth, baby. Yeah. And I love the buttered scones.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
This is the whole group of you, too.
What are we listening to? This is fantastic. I'm going to make this the kickoff song next year.
I cut down trees, I skip and jump. I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and
oh, God.
Hang around in bars.
I did put a temporary tattoo of a rose on my ass and wrote I Heart Eileen around it. Because that was my friend's mother-in-law's cabin. That's her name.
Aw, that's cute.
You're not aware of the Lumberjack song by Monty Python?
No.
Mamar.
That's where he loses him. So that was your week.
Yeah, it was nice. A gay old time we had.
Oh, that is awesome.
So nice.
Was there any snow there?
Disappointing. We did go up to Mount Lassen, not too far from Mount Lassen, in that national park area to mine for gold.
Mm.
We did some panning and some fishing.
How'd that work out?
It was just cold and miserable. We didn't catch a goddamn thing.
You did not catch any gold.
Didn't catch gold or fish. We were doing both.
Okay.
Yeah, in a river.
Same bait. We were panning for fish, and
but there was snow when we went up there. There wasn't a lot, but there was scattered snow.
It's weird. It's not the snow we need.
We did that 2 years ago. There was several feet of snow, and I went snowboarding naked.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember
story.
That story?
Yeah.
That was the same place. Yeah.
That was a great story. Kareem, well, how about you? I know you got the Chitlin circuit going full bore.
Yes.
Yes. Friday night sucked. Nobody showed up for our show.
Oh, that's no good.
Yeah. And I found out why, but I won't go into that right now.
Okay.
But Saturday made up for Friday.
Well, that's good.
Like, we had a packed house on Saturday. We had a bunch of youngsters that sang and did poetry and rapped.
Dope.
So it more than made up for it. So yeah,
that's good. At least you walked away feeling better about it. It always sucks when you have one of those nights, but it's always better when it's the first instead of the last one.
Right.
Right.
In a group
and on a good note.
Yeah. Because
exactly.
Then you can go for the rest of the week and go, all right, I feel all right about things.
Yeah. So and that means you guys need to bring your asses out for the show on the 30th.
That's right.
I had an excuse.
She was out of town.
Yeah.
Out of state.
She was in Arizona.
Arizona.
By the time I get to Arizona.
You said the 30th?
Arizona.
Yes, the 30th.
Putting that in my calendar.
Yeah, I was at work late on Friday. I actually worked on Saturday, too.
Wow.
Flub.
Oh, yes. Well, it's the life of a TV man is ever exciting.
Yeah.
A promo needs to get on the air, and so it had to happen.
The sweeps have begun.
But the... no, I had nothing to do with sweeps, but I finally got to my new gym opened.
That's right. It's about time.
It finally opened.
Congratulations.
So after I went out on Saturday, I went and worked out on the Cybex machine.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
None
the Cybex, it. Kareem, do you know what the Cybex is?
No.
It's sort
sounds
of,
like a dirty sex position.
It does. It's sort of like an elliptical, but instead of your feet going up and down and around, they sort of go back and forth, so it doesn't hurt my knees as much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, is it like that flying, like you're walking, but you feel like you're
like the Nordic
flying?
Track from Days of Yore.
I feel like you're referencing things that's even worse than what he just said. Like you're making things more confusing by trying to make
right.
them make more
well,
sense.
Well, they had that slide back and forth.
Well, there's that. It's for all the world, it looks like an elliptical machine,
okay.
But you don't have that oval-shaped stride.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw one of those last week.
Probably.
We joined the gym last week.
Oh, nice. Which one?
Anytime Fitness.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You can go anytime. As can I. It's 24 hours. But so it's a brand new gym. It's in the same building as the Kmart on Stockton Boulevard. not a lot of white people there. I'm just going to put that out there. There, if you would have yelled, "Hey, Chewy," I guarantee you half the gym would have turned their head.
Oh my god!
Or their shoulders, because they have such
or
a thick
shoulders,
because they have such a thick neck they can't turn their head. I can't say that at the gym because it's a no judgment zone.
But once you stepped outside,
I just can't do that. I can't drop weights on the ground. I can't drop truth. But the cool thing about my membership is they've got all of these massage things. They've got massage chairs that are free.
Ooh.
They've got the aquatic massage, which is free.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got this thing called the total body enhancement. So I said
that's
to
terrifying.
And there was a line for the others. And I'm like, I don't feel like waiting. So I said to the girl, I said, "What is the total body enhancement?" And she goes, "Ooh, that's my favorite."
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Did
where are we going with this?
Shiver a little bit when she said that?
She did, and I'll explain. You'll know why when I go into what it does. So basically, it looks like a stand-up tanning bed, but and it has bright lights. They give you stickers to put over your eyes.
I don't like that.
But they don't tan.
I don't like this, Nate.
They don't tan. It's not tanning lights. They're just bright lights. But what happens is, it's 12 minutes, and the vibration is in the floor. You have to stand in it with
what
your shoes off.
Shit?
And it vibrates, because it vibrates your feet, your whole body vibrates. And
I've seen those on those things.
And you don't really notice it until you like put your hand down on your leg, and you can feel your leg vibrating.
Does it feel good at all?
It does. It does kind of good. I have no idea if my legs would have hurt less or more the next day if I hadn't done it or not, but it was certainly interesting. But... yeah, I did that and got out of there. But interesting.
So what's with the bright lights? Yeah. Is there any purpose to that?
There is. I don't remember what it was. It sounded a lot.
So you lose track of time?
It sounded a lot like mumbo jumbo.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie to you. It sounded like it brings out your aura and it does this.
It stimulates the outer celestial being.
It could be. It stimulates your whatever. People say they feel warm. Yeah, because you have them in what looks like a stand-up tanning bed.
Yeah.
That's why they say that. But it's
Are you naked while this is happening?
I am not naked.
Okay.
I did take off my shirt. I'm in my shorts and just standing there.
Okay.
No, I'm not naked. My balls vibrating like that. That'd be weird.
That sounds like
the
best
part. Are you rubbing
your
nipples while it's going on?
No, but I bet she was.
No, but I'm pitching them. Real hard.
So that was the gym.
Hold on, I have to ask though.
Yes.
Is nipple stimulation as exciting for you two men as it is for me?
No.
It turns me on miraculously.
Then no, not as much.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Okay. But you do enjoy it a little bit
on occasion, depending on the situation.
Okay.
But
just had to check in.
Yeah. Okay.
Since Kareem brought that up.
Sure.
Like someone's like really digging for like make sure that he's like still one of the guys.
Like I said, we'll love you to say.
God bless you.
And Diana, I know we're for a full breakdown of this, we'll listen to the Well Hung podcast on Monday. But you went to Arizona.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
Did you sit on a cactus or something? Jeez.
No, it was just like a weird. I mean,
to be fair, we just recorded a show where we talked about it for like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, but it was just very interesting.
You enjoyed yourself.
It was just basically, it was a good. I featured, which is cool.
I haven't had
a long set in a long time. So that was a lot of fun. I did some stuff that, you know, I played around with some stuff. So it was good. It was a learning experience. I don't know. I feel like every time I get off stage, I'm always like, oh, I wish I did this and I wish I did that. So it was just kind of like, I mean, I had a lot of fun. I met some great people. I didn't talk about this, but there's this lady that I met who is probably one of the most, one of the most, her story is probably one of the most inspirational, like made for Hollywood stories ever. Basically, how do I put this? I'm not gonna. Oh, I can't. I don't know if I should talk about it because I feel
she
like
already have a contract or something.
No, because no one knows her. No one knows who I'm talking about. But anyways, the person that I met used to be a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
And she just like told me her life story, and it was very like I was like, damn, like I feel like I need to do something with my life. Like she's a great human, like an amazing human being. So
it's like Showgirls with a happy ending.
Probably. I never saw Showgirls.
What happens when you have youngsters on the show?
How does a lesbian not see Showgirls?
I think that came out when I was too young to watch R-rated movies.
Okay, it's still around. It doesn't go away.
Is that Papa Nate.
Obviously don't like titties as much as we do.
No, obviously not.
We realized that I thought we came to the conclusion that I was asexual. I thought that's what happened.
That's right.
That's right. She
We're
is
gonna
asexual.
We're going to camp out there for now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's what
happened. And yeah. You did you watch Saved by the Bell?
A couple times, not religiously.
Oh, never mind.
That would be
okay. That's all we need to know. That's
it's
it.
All right.
All right. Well, you know who else had a big weekend? Seattle, the Seahawks.
Oh my God, the airport was so freaking annoying.
Uh oh.
What? You flew through Seattle?
No, apparently Seattle was in the freaking airport though at Phoenix. Hella Seahawk fans.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of bandwagoners out there.
I think that's what it was.
Well, they came back. They were down 16-0 to the Green Bay Packers, who blew it.
Yeah, I was so confident that Green Bay was going to win that game that I went to sleep.
Wow.
I was not confident because, and I was unconfident from the beginning when they had two or three chances to score touchdowns and settle for field goals. I'm like, this is going to come back and haunt them.
But that wasn't why I was, and I wouldn't even say confident, because it was just the fact that I think I didn't go to sleep until Russell Wilson threw his fourth interception.
Right.
That was when I was like, okay.
You're like, all right, well, all he's going to do is throw five.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, so I'm going to go to, you know, so I'm going to take a nap. And when I woke up, they had won.
Well, it was the weirdest, most convoluted two-point conversion ever that actually sent it to overtime. And then they won the coin toss, and if you score a touchdown, when you get the ball first in overtime, you win. Well, here's what it sounded like live on Seattle radio. Get ready. We've warned you. There could be coarse language.
Lynch in the backfield in a pistol formation. Wide receivers to either side. Russell takes the snap. Drops back. He's going to throw down the middle. He's got a man. The ball is caught.
Game over, baby.
Touchdown. The game is over. The Seahawks are going back to the Super Bowl in Glendale. What a catch in the end zone. It is curse. 35 yards. A long day for Jermaine. And he makes the game-winning reception in the end zone. They are going nuts at CenturyLink. Jan Mueller on the field with Doug Baldwin.
Doug, I can hardly catch my breath. I don't know how you caught that, but what was Russell's message before that drive?
He didn't have a message. He didn't have a fucking message. We go out there, we do that.
Jermaine Curse has joined Doug. You can tell, pardon the language, it is extremely emotional down here. As you can see, the emotion and even the tears coming off of Jermaine Curse's face. Russell throws four interceptions today. All of them have targeted Curse.
So there you go, live on the radio in Seattle.
Fucking message. Damn.
Don't ask stupid questions right now.
It's my
he
moment.
Did have a fucking message, you lying sack of shit.
He cried like he'd just seen The Notebook after the game.
Yeah. That was insane.
God. Yeah, because everybody in the other locker room wasn't praying to God before. Yeah. God just loves you more, Russell Wilson. That's why.
I don't know. I was watching the Patriots and the Colts. For a jaunt.
Did you notice the balls were softer?
The balls were softer, huh? No, there were some plays though that I was like, man is in he's in the freaking NFL and he's throwing the most embarrassing throws that are being intercepted because it's a bullshit throw.
Andrew Luck
that
had
should
a bad,
not be allowed.
He had a bad
on
game.
A professional field. I was like,
but the week before he kicked Denver's ass in Denver.
Yeah, which is why this is where my conspiracy theorist comes in.
They won
this
that game.
This is like WWF. That this guy got paid off to throw the ball like a bitch.
They won that game because Peyton Manning
had to secure his
play like shit.
Yeah,
and I knew I knew it. Indy would get beat down like they did.
Well, I didn't think it would be quite that bad. It was a brutal beating. And then, of course, some TV station in Indianapolis came out and was like, hey, they're investigating the Patriots because some of the balls were underinflated.
It's true. It is true.
You know, oh, so if...
So, wait. I'm going to tell you, because I heard the story today before I came here on why they investigated them. They investigated them because the first game that they played them this season... Tom Brady threw two picks, and when the guy intercepted the ball, and then when they went back to the sideline, you know, they keep the football once they intercept it.
Yeah.
So when he went back to the sideline, both of the balls that he intercepted felt a little light. And so because of that game, they said something. Well, I think they might have said something then, but because of that game, they said something before this game. And so the same thing happened when he threw an interception in this game. So this didn't happen at the end of the game because they lost. This was something that happened before.
Yeah, it didn't matter. They were still going to get their ass kicked.
And nobody's saying that wasn't the case, but this is why it wasn't a...
Oh no!
It wasn't something that just came about yesterday.
It's one of those things where you give the heads up to the refs that at some point, you're going to do something, and then you hold it in your back pocket.
Yeah.
It's not going to amount to anything. Even if there was less hair in the balls, the Patriots will get one less draft pick. Ooh,
and a fine. Yeah,
and a fine. they'll be right. Okay.
Yeah,
they'll be okay. So, I thought
you said less hair on the balls. It took
That's
me
what
a second
I heard.
It sounded like
saying.
That, but it said
less
air.
Air in the balls. I gotcha.
Air. Yeah. Air. Air.
But moving on.
The only two teams that had a chance of beating the Patriots would have been the Steelers and the Ravens. I don't think Indy was the weakest team in the AFC to me.
That made the playoffs.
Made the playoffs.
So last week we talked about the terror attacks in France, and there have been a lot of raids around Europe and uncovered some other things before they could happen. Well, the Moroccan-born mayor of Rotterdam has said Muslim immigrants who do not appreciate the way of life in Western civilization can fuck off.
Is that what he said?
Yes, it is. Ahmed Abu Taleb, I think I got that right, he arrived in the Netherlands when he was 15, spoke out in the wake of the Charlie Hebdo attacks in Paris. Appearing on live television just hours after the shooting, the mayor said Muslims who do not like freedom can pack your bags and leave. I'd play it, but it's in a different language. The labor politician, a former journalist who was appointed mayor of the Dutch city in 2008, is known for his straightforward stance on integration. The 53-year-old won the praise of London Mayor Boris Johnson over his comments last week, attacking fellow Muslims who moved to the Western nations but refused to accept the Western way of life. Quote, "It is incomprehensible that you can turn against freedom. But if you don't like freedom, for heaven's sake, pack your bags and leave. If you do not like it here because of some humorous you don't like or making a newspaper, may I then say you can fuck off."
I told you there's always one.
Kareem coming out in favor of terror attacks on newspapers.
I do
look
not.
Look out, the Onion. Kareem is coming for you.
The Onion.
It's so funny because half of the people that are these terrorists actually were born in those countries.
Right. Their parents are the ones who emigrated.
Yeah. So they were born in those countries. So you have to ask the question at some point, what are they doing in those countries to make those people not feel like they're part of the country?
No, I don't think it's that at all. If you grow up and you're just like all around your parents, and your parents are do no wrong, and your parents are like, this is how it should be, this is how it would be, and all you do is pray.
That's not the way that comes out, though.
Well, no, you don't think that's the way it comes out, but go to any hillbilly village, and they just do things their way because
Right, but if that was the case, then their parents would be terrorists, too, and their parents...
Have you not seen the Beverly Hillbillies, Kareem?
I have seen the Beverly Hillbillies.
I'm talking Beverly Hillbillies.
I know
here.
Fucking
they
Beverly.
They don't integrate.
I know fucking Beverly Hillbillies.
Now imagine right. Jethro meant harm to people.
Right. Imagine. But I'm saying that's not really how that works out, though.
But it is.
There's plenty of cases where kids just like sometimes they gravitate to something for some unknown reason has nothing to do with the parents.
Yes.
Like you in comedy.
I don't know if that's the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's the same thing as with kids with gangs. It's they don't feel like they're included in something and they want to feel like they're part of something.
Yeah, I don't know. I always have a hard time like blaming. Sometimes it could be the parents, but I don't like to bring the parents into
I'm gonna go ahead and blame religion. How about that?
I don't think this is a religion thing. I think it's like a bunch of crazies. It's the same thing with like the KKK or like any like a cult type of group. They take one thing and they're such like good speakers that they can just they know how to tap into certain type of people and then they get them and then they it's just a bunch of crazies that use religion in a negative way.
And then the Pope. The motherfucking Pope. Everybody who was following.
Well, don't talk
the
about his mama. He's gonna hit you. He's gonna punch you.
That's right, he'll punch you.
In the face.
Jesus taught us to turn the other cheek. The Pope says he'd punch people.
If you talk about his mama. Of all fucking
mama.
Things in the world, you're a mama.
Is that a real thing?
It is.
No, he's
when did Pope I'm sorry.
Like last week?
Yeah.
Who did the Pope was black?
He went hood. Like,
that was it.
So yeah. So he comes out and says, well, we don't think this is okay, but you can't provoke people about religion. Fuck you. Fuck you, you pointy-hatted motherfucker.
I always say, you can say the N-word if you want to. You just got to be prepared to suffer the consequences.
I like that. It. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
it's
yeah.
just like, is there some things I'm not, like I say, I got friends who are gay that say fag. I'm not gay enough to say fag, so I don't use it.
Well, you just did.
Yeah, I'm not willing to take a dick in the ass to say the word. Just so that's all I'm saying.
It's a level of commitment for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think words are...
I think the really interesting thing to me about this whole thing with the debate about religion and these people is we don't like people who actually follow the religion. We don't like any of them. We don't like the Jehovah's Witnesses.
No.
Because they actually read the Bible.
Because religions are crazy.
And do the shit that they read in the Bible.
It's crazy.
It's the people that like don't actually read or pay attention to their shit that does like crazy shit. Because I was talking to a friend about like, I didn't research this yet, so I don't know if this is right. But
here we go.
All the Catholics who put pictures of Jesus up and everything, you're not supposed to do that shit either.
They're just fucking idiots.
Yeah, they're not supposed to be.
So, but Muslim, they're like a trade merchant. So basically any culture they go to or any place, society they go to, they actually have to assimilate. But they do keep their own things, but they assimilate to that.
Right.
So for them to attack a religion is not correct because in certain places they're with a whole bunch of crazies. And if you want to survive, you got to assimilate to the crazies,
right?
You know, and if not, they try to move or whatever that is. So for people to attack the whole entire religion,
yeah,
I don't think is right.
Well, and
that's what scares me.
And like I said, it's like people who join a gang. It's like, okay, I'm not doing anything. I'm bored. Oh, he said something that I found interesting. Oh shit. He said something else that I find interesting. Oh, I've been playing Call of Duty all day. I want to kill something.
Yeah, it's that one particular
group.
It's not everybody that's like, not all like, it's not saying like all Crips are bad when all Crips are bad, but like, you know, there's like some type of, I don't know if gangs is the right thing, but there's like different sects that are like not that violent, but people just categorize, and that's where the ignorance comes from.
There are billions of Muslims. Who are perfectly nice, wonderful
exactly.
people. Who would never lift a hand to hurt you.
Because that's what
but
the thing actually
right.
is.
There is a decent number of them who would, and there's an even bigger number of them who would be perfectly okay with that. And that's where the problem is.
Like white people.
Yes, that's just like white people, Creed.
Just like white people.
All right, moving on. So the Oscar nominations came out, but the Razzies also came out too. So Transformers: Age of Extinction is rolling out with the most nominations in the Golden Raspberry Awards, celebrating the worst movies of 2014.
Okay, thank you, because I didn't know.
Yeah, the action sequel starring Mark Wahlberg alongside morphing robots led the Razzie lineup announced on last Tuesday with 7 nods, including Worst Picture, Worst Sequel, Worst Screenplay, and Worst Screen Combo.
Right on.
The big budget blockbuster is also up for Worst Director for Michael Bay, Worst Supporting Actress for Nicola Peltz, and Worst Supporting Actor for Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer was in that. I would have seen it if I knew that.
Kelsey has also been recognized for terrible supporting roles in Expendables 3.
Oh, God.
The Legends
Whose
of Oz,
idea was that?
The Legends of Oz and Think Like a Man 2. This year's other worst picture nominees are the Kirk Cameron vehicle Saving Christmas.
Oh, God.
Left Behind, The Legend of Hercules, and, get ready, Sam, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You know, I saw that and it wasn't that bad. I wanted to hate it when I first saw the trailer. Well, before that, there's all that talk of they were going to change the origin and they were actually aliens.
Yeah.
But they had, after the fans lashed out, they actually threw a little nod in the script where one of them was saying, like, to April O'Neil or some other character, oh, we're just aliens from another planet. And the other guy laughs it off like, well, that's a stupid, like, cover. And so, you know, it was an entertaining film. But okay, I'll let them have it.
So the faith-based comedy Saving Christmas with Kirk Cameron and the Kellan Lutz action flick Legend of Hercules each follow Transformers with 6 nominations in such categories.
Hercules wasn't that bad.
Okay. I didn't see it, so I don't know. Worst director, worst screen combo, and worst actor for Kirk Cameron and Kellan. So yeah, there you go. You're Seth MacFarlane got a nomination for worst actor for A Million Ways to Die in the West, a movie that I enjoyed, but he's not a good actor.
No.
Adam Sandler got nominated for Blended, as did Drew Barrymore. They both got nominations. Melissa McCarthy got nominated for worst actress for Tammy.
Oh God, she plays the same person all the time.
Yeah, it's just how dirty is she? This isn't unfair. Charlize Theron got nominated for A Million Ways to Die in the West. She was actually good in the movie. Now they've added this new award called the Razzie Redeemer Award, where they will give an award to somebody who has come back from doing terrible movies.
Okay.
And the nominees are Kristen Stewart, Keanu Reeves.
Nice.
Mike Myers.
Really?
Jennifer Aniston and Ben Affleck.
What the fuck did Ben Affleck do?
That Gone Girl?
Gone Girl.
Oh, see, I'm out of touch with society, man. Yeah. I forgot that was a thing.
That was a great movie.
John Wick was badass.
Yeah, it was. All right, so here's the bad news. The view is dimming at the show that Barbara Walters built. Sorry, Kareem. I know it's your favorite. Network insiders tell the Daily Mail Online that the long-running talk show could end after this season.
What?
Amid struggling ratings and infighting among the talk show hosts.
Really?
It's currently in its 18th season. It was created by Barbara Walters.
It's about time for it to go.
Yeah.
It's been about time.
Yeah. It's something. Here's part of what they're blaming is friction between Rosie and Whoopi.
Really?
Are you sure?
I think that's probably the most interesting part about the whole show.
Well, I think that's the most surprising part because I did not. That's some bull. Of course, they don't. No one gets along with Rosie. No one likes her.
Rosie wants to be in charge. She can't stand it.
Ridiculousness. Or is it racist? Yeah.
Do you all think that we live in a racist country?
Without a doubt.
Absolutely. Okay, see, I think a country that elects an African American president twice, I don't think every American is racist.
Oh my God, this bitch is hella dumb.
Make that point again, because I don't remember who
was in the Congress.
Well, but the American people elect
also that we elected.
Right? Democrats are racist too. It's our cultural history.
Listen. You are a white lady telling me what is racist to you.
You don't have to be black to know what racism
is. Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do,
no,
baby.
You do not.
Yes, you do.
I think the Chinese have a good idea about
so
racism.
So, Kareem, let me ask you this. Because we do a far better job on this show of not yelling over each other than they do, because that's all they do. It's like an hour.
They make me want to be straight. Like, I hear them talk and I'm like, oh my God. That is actually what happens when you get a bunch of like very opinionated women together that are all on their rag. Shit goes down. Okay. Like, especially if they're going through menopause. And I'm not like saying like I'm like anti fucking woman or anything. It's just like I've been on a golf team. If you want to get strong, opinionated people together, male or female, they won't fucking back down. They don't know how to listen. And especially for TV ratings, fuck, I'll go off on a bitch too.
So, Kareem, let me ask you this. Whoopi brought up the point, and since you're the only African-American in the room, do you have to be black to recognize something that's racist? In your opinion.
In my opinion, you don't necessarily have to be black to recognize something that's racist. But I think you miss certain things that are because you're not.
Right.
So like sense, yeah. So like the one of the jokes I used to tell is a joke about the help, and the joke is about the help, and it's about the one drop rule. So you know what the one drop rule is?
Yeah.
So that means if you have one drop of blood, then you're black. But white people, like, they get mad. It's like, oh, so why does he have to be all black? It's because y'all made the fucking rule.
It goes way back.
Yeah. But the fact that you don't know the rule lets me know that not all white people are necessarily racist because y'all all didn't get your handbook.
Yeah, I just do the assembly without reading it.
Because
anyway.
in the help, when the girl in the help was trying to figure out these things that the black people that were was telling her, no, you can't do, we can't do this. And she was like, of course you can. And she's like, no, we were like, no, you can't, we can't. And they were like, she was like, I don't get it. And then we were like, go get the book. And there was a book at the state capitol of the Jim Crow laws.
Right.
And so if you don't know that those laws were there or that is the history behind it, then you assume that certain things that we naturally don't do because we know they will get you killed. Then you look at us like, well, why are you doing that? Or why are you not doing that? And it's like, oh, because this is the rules that y'all made up that y'all at all didn't get the handbook for.
Listen, Rosie's the spokesperson for all oppressed people everywhere because she's the most oppressed. Just ask her. All right, let's move on to this.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool?
All right, first up in cooler tool, Rotterdam's mayor. Rotterdam's mayor. Diana, let's start with you.
Oh, fuck. I don't remember.
He's the guy that told them to get the fuck out. They don't like freedom.
Oh, they don't. Oh, yeah, Tool. Fucking Tool.
Kareem?
I would say he's kind of cool.
Sam?
For a man who lives in a place called Rotterdam, I think he's cool.
Yeah, he's hella cool.
Wait, then I'm totally zoned out.
It's okay, Diana.
No, I just didn't go the way you thought I was going to go.
I think that's what happened. I was like, wait, if Kareem said cool, then maybe I misheard that. No.
Up next in cooler tool, bad movies. Bad movies, Kareem.
Cool.
All right, Sam.
I had a friend in high school who worked at a video rental store, and we made a point to rent the worst sci-fi movies we could find because we could get them for free.
Right.
We wouldn't pay money for them, but I enjoy shitty-ass movies.
There you go.
They make the good ones look better.
Diana?
They're cool.
Cool. I love bad movies.
Yeah, they're cool because if not for them, there would be no Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah!
There would be no Riff Tracks.
Yeah.
They're super cool. And finally, in cooler tool, The View. Sam?
I call it The Vag, and it's most certainly not cool.
Kareem?
It's not cool anymore.
Diana?
I'm going to say cool. Just because...
You got to represent.
I feel like I got to represent. I mean, it's entertaining, but they do give me a headache. But then again, I think if we're going to go that direction because it's entertaining, I'm going to say cool.
It's entertaining, but they give me a headache.
The only entertaining part is when Rosie's teaching Barbara Walters anything relevant to culture today, and she has no fucking idea.
They hurt me so much that I can't help but smile.
Yeah.
All right, the View. It's Tool. So, but thanks for playing. Wow.
Excuse me. That's
what the fuck.
This is amazing. So anyway.
So
hold on. There we go. We pause that. Speaking of tools, Nancy Grace. Decided.
Yeah. Okay, you keep saying I'm showing one video, but I want you to look at this. This is a guy named Melvin Blevins.
Okay, so Nancy Grace, for some inexplicable reason, decided to invite 2 Chainz on her show.
She's trying to get her street cred.
to debate the legalization of pot.
Sounds like a recipe for success.
I don't know. Now, 2 Chainz showed up wearing the weirdest, almost Bill Cosby-like sweater I've ever seen.
That's a blazer.
Is it? It looks more like something that you bought in the Native American gift store. It's it's an interesting look. So I'm not going to play the whole thing, but let's take a listen a little bit to Nancy Grace and 2 Chainz going back and forth on pot.
Let's see the video, Liz, please, where he goes and he pawns his camcorder, and let me show you. Look, 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 no, look.
By the way, as she was talking about Melvin Blevins, and doing all that, they're playing 2 Chainz video. Like, show them Melvin Blevins. I'm like, what? So here we go.
This is what they find on his camcorder. Check it out. That's him forcing his 2-year-old to smoke pot.
Well, I got right, something
so
for you.
So it's not just one.
I got something for you, Nancy. Let me tell you now.
I'm ready.
I'm from the urban community. I'm from the inner city.
No kidding.
And pawn shops are associated with a drug known as crack. Most of the time when people pawn things, it's not to buy a sack of marijuana. It's
whoa, that's not the Pawn Stars I'm used to seeing.
That's the pawn shops that everybody else knows.
To feed a high that's much more strenuous than a strain of weed. So I feel like that person was probably had a problem deeper than weed.
Okay.
And that's a problem there, but maybe they was high on crack when they was doing that footage right there. That's,
well, I know this. They
this
were
is
high
his own
on
music
weed.
Video?
I know yeah. that. Yeah.
This
and
video
when
so
they
tough.
Searched the man's home, they didn't find crack. They didn't find heroin.
Because he couldn't afford it. He'd been pawning it.
Okay.
I love to
do you have a hair of evidence that says that man who has pled guilty on these charges had a crack problem? No.
Yeah.
You're just like pulling that out of the air because you know somebody that pawned something to get crack. All right. You
I
get
mean,
a
you
five,
said you
know.
He knows a lot of people that did that.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Did you see him smoking weed? Let's go to you. You know you're good. Did you see him smoking weed on that? Let's pull the footage back up. Call him up,
yeah,
Nancy.
Go right ahead, my man. Let's roll the video.
Who was actually shooting this? Let's go to court. Who was actually holding the camera?
2 Chainz. I would like 2 Chainz to represent me if I'm ever in a
yeah.
In
maybe
a,
he can that, help me. He
maybe.
Can be my lawyer.
2 Chainz went full lawyer on her.
Oh my God! Let's take this shit
let's
to court.
Pull up that. I'd like Exhibit A again. Who
oh
the
my.
Fuck's holding the camera?
That's my new saying now. Let's take this shit to court, all right? Who the fuck is... Oh, 2 Chainz. You...
Yeah.
I never liked him until he went on with Nancy Grace.
Really? You didn't like him when he did 2 Broke Girls?
Oh, I did. His acting was... Like, I this is what, like, solidified, like, my fandom to 2 Chainz, though. The Nancy Grace... Like, he just shut that bitch down. Like,
I don't like to brag, but me and 2 Chizanes hang out for fondue every Friday. And,
why the fuck don't you invite me?
Well, what I found really interesting is I watched the whole clip, is I thought of Kareem, because you have this tendency to go to, wait a minute, you're not seeing the whole thing. He's always like, Kareem's always working toward reasonable doubt. And so is 2 Chainz.
This is how I know that I am still really black. Is that y'all know 2 Chainz music and I don't.
Oh, I don't know his music. I couldn't.
You probably know him as Titty Boy.
I don't even know that.
What's that about?
Before he was 2 Chainz.
Honestly, I could
did
not.
Did he have large man
no,
boobs?
He was like on it or something. I don't know what the fuck it was.
He was on the TV.
He was like a mama's boy or something. It was. I forgot the story.
I know who 2 Chainz is, but I could not tell you any of his
songs. I couldn't
songs.
Tell you a single one of his
I songs. Could not identify them if you played them for me.
Big Booty or I Want All I Want for My Birthday is a big...
You know the first time I heard that song?
On your birthday?
No.
Good guess, though.
2 right? Broke Girls.
Oh, sure. Oh, man.
That is
straight.
How you know.
He's funny. Like,
that
I
is
never,
how you know.
But the thing is, like, I never thought, like, he was, like, not to say that he, I never, of all the rappers out there, I didn't think he'd be one that's, like, very, like, well-versed.
Every time I see him, I'm like, damn, when did, Bootsy Collins become a rapper?
Hey kids, Google Bootsy Collins
like
for us.
Bootsy Collins is a rapper now. Like, who knew?
And if you don't know who Dos Chizzy's is, you better look him up too.
Yeah, you better look
he's
that up.
He's great. I
like Bootsy was an excellent guitar player, musician. He's responsible for some of the greatest music that's ever been made. Greatest funk that's ever been made. But when did he become a rapper?
When he put on those 2 Chainz.
That must be, that's Bootsy Collins' alter ego, 2 Chainz.
Hey, by the way, if you'd like to support the show, and God knows we need it, it's coming up on time to pay the peeps who keep the website going. The best way to do that, and really the only way to do it, because we never ask you for money, is if you're going to shop on Amazon anyway, go to our website first, natedarlingshow.com, click that Shop Amazon tab at the top, and then do what you normally do. Shop for what you want. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It does support the show. So thank you so much. Someone bought like 56 combination locks and 10 padlocks.
Should we be concerned?
No, I just assume they're opening a gym or they have a high school.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I don't know. It could be anybody anywhere.
Well, they should. Killer. I want to see. Yeah, I want to see how many people buy a 2 Chainz album now. That we like.
Well, and that's the thing. Here's the thing about 2 Chainz. Everybody's like, oh, he's losing his street cred. No, he goes on Two Broke Girls. There's a bunch of white people who are like, 2 Chainz, let me check that out.
But we forget, white people are the people that buy hip-hop.
Yeah, yeah. It's not hip-hop. It's probably on, like, street... I don't know. The whole street cred thing is... I don't think a lot of people that have it that are on mainstream
pop. You don't pay the rent with street cred.
No, you don't. If they were, like, had real street cred... Like, Rick Ross. I mean, 2 Chainz, I think I understand, but he...
His name is what? We came about his name last week. Do not refer to him.
Oh, yeah, what's his
It is William...
I've never seen Kareem get so damn. He looked like he was about to fucking slap me. Be like, we talked about this multiple times.
His name is not Rick Ross.
Diana just doesn't listen.
I can't remember his real name. I don't listen to his music anymore. If that makes you happier.
That makes me. Yes, I am extremely happy.
Every time he's on the track, I'm like, nope, next. Don't support that shit.
All right. Well, knowledge is power, and here's proof. Isaac Mizrahi, who's a designer, was on QVC selling his stuff when suddenly the topic turned to astronomy, and it didn't go well.
It's gorgeous.
Then look at this one. This is what we call emerald, but really it's more like a sea foam.
I love that color. That's such a happy, beautiful, rich experience.
It almost kind of looks like what the Earth looks like when you're a bazillion miles away from the planet moon.
Yes, yes, I just squinted at it.
From the moon looking back at the Earth.
From the planet moon.
What are they?
Oh, no.
No, the moon is the planet, darling.
The sun is a star. Is the moon really a planet?
The moon is a planet.
Don't look at me like that. The sun is a star. Is the sun not a star?
I don't know what the sun is.
The sun is a star, isn't it?
The sun is.
The sun is a star. The moon is not a planet.
The moon is a planet.
I knew it.
Excuse me?
You were trying to take me down that road.
Wait,
the moon is not a planet.
Chunky, if you're listening to me, Google the moon.
Someone, I guarantee you someone's Googling right now.
The moon is such a planet.
Can you just call her Chunky?
The moon is not a planet.
What else is it if it's not a planet?
It is not. I believe it's a star or something.
It's
it is
a
not
moon.
A. It's a moon.
Didn't
moon
you
is
do that thing in grade school where you had to name the planets and there was Uranus and there was Saturn and the one with the rings and that and then the Earth.
Said Uranus.
The moon
is
never in there, dude. It's not a planet. All right, here, look.
He's like, baby, I know what Uranus is.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I wouldn't look at Uranus, honey.
I exposed during the show.
Come on, it's a planet.
That this blonde of mine could be real.
Okay.
The moon is what?
A natural
the moon
satellite.
Is a natural
but
satellite.
Things live on
What's
it. That means
mean?
It's a planet. I don't
is that
know.
What Google said?
I don't know what
no,
it
No, I don't
says.
Like that at all. I don't even
Me
know what
either.
That means.
The fuck?
It's a natural satellite. What is that? I don't like that at all.
I don't like that.
I don't know what it means.
It's a planet.
Oh.
QVC wow. Can be entertaining like once every blue moon.
That's
natural right. Satellite.
Those are the people on QVC.
Yeah.
If you're buying from QVC, know that these are the people who are selling you things. Just be aware. Talk to me about...
Can someone Google QVC, what that stands for? I'm always
quality,
curious.
Value, and convenience.
Really?
Yes.
How terrible.
Isn't it?
Like, I looked up CVS the other day, which is consumer value stores.
Mm-hmm.
And it just... I hate both CVS and consumer value. They're both terrible names.
All right. Well, some sad news, but a lesson for all of us. Don't film your new commercial on the train tracks. And here's why. A fitness expert and model who rubbed elbows with celebrities was struck and killed by a Metrolink train in Burbank while walking on the tracks on Saturday afternoon. His name's Greg Plitt. He was 37. He was dressed in all black and stumbled over the tracks with a video camera in his hand. That's according to one witness, as a friend who says he was filming an ad for a protein shake. Andy Cohen of Bravo... That's right.
What?
He was filming a commercial.
He stumbles on to the track wearing nothing but black filming. And that for a protein.
And then the commuter train runs over him.
Does this make sense?
Andy Cohen of Bravo called Plitt, whose new series, Friends to Lovers, is set to premiere 2 days ago, Monday night, said he was as nice as he was beautiful.
Sweet Jesus.
And there were, that's not the first time this happened this year or last year.
There are a few people every year that get taken out by that Metrolink train down in Southern California.
But let's be honest, this man was thrown in front of it because male models.
Okay. Well,
Zoolander. You've seen Zoolander?
The first time I ever saw him is he was on a reality show called Workout on Bravo that my ex-wife used to watch. But in addition to that, he's starred on shows like Days of Our Lives. He's been in the movies like Grudge Match, 10,000 BC. He's been on more than 250 fitness magazine covers. He's got millions of views on his YouTube videos, and he's originally from Baltimore. He trained at West Point, serving 5 years as an officer in the Army Rangers. This guy was legit.
Wow.
Damn.
This guy was legit. Now, after his military career, he became a personal trainer and fitness model, eventually starring on Bravo's Workout and Workout in the Zone.
Have you ever seen Zoolander? This sounds like it ties exactly into the Zoolander conspiracy.
Well, Zoolander was male models. This guy was a fitness model.
Yeah, he wasn't one of those, what do they call them? There were the different types of male models. Anyhow, this guy, he was legit. He was a ranger. He was a fucking
Army ranger.
Yeah. Send this boy in for the big guys.
There was some people that were filming on the train track, like out in the water, like on the trestle.
Yeah.
And they didn't make it back to the, by the time the train came.
You can't film on train tracks, idiots.
It's just a bad idea.
It's a bad idea for a number of reasons. Here's what he sounded like.
Stop running from the potential of what you can be, guys. It's inside of you. It's always been there. Grab a buddy of yours. Say, man, me and you are going to do this together.
No.
And you're going to be on my ass if I start slacking. I'm going to be on your ass if I start slacking. And I'll never accept mediocre again. I'm always going to give it my 110%. That's the only thing I can ever say a solid day's work. That's all that will ever find.
He is a gorgeous man.
Well, God needed another 8-pack of abs in heaven, so he'll be missed. So there you go. Let's see. Let's do a quick Florida corner here for you because hey, why not? Come on, load. All right. Here's the news story.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's laying on my floor.
All started as a collection. A slight a man began more than 60 years ago, and it's worth more than $800.
It begins when a naked carnival worker climbs on top of this North Fort Myers couple's roof.
And it ends with several shots fired in a neighborhood wondering why this even happened.
Four in your corners, Mike Mason.
It started with a naked carnival worker on the roof of their house.
This man was, and you can tell they were scared to death by listening to the frantic 911 call. Things are now quiet in this rural section of North Fort Myers, but residents still on edge after a man terrorized their neighbors Monday night.
I need to know who you shot. I don't know who the hell he is. He's naked. He's running my damn house.
The chilling 911 call tells the story. At around 7 p.m., Tony and LaDonna Land were in their bedroom when they heard a sound like thunder. Tony tells police he went outside and found a crazed man on the roof completely naked. He then jumped off, landed on Tony, and began punching him.
I got to be more scared of the dick test
than anything. What is going on?
You don't know where I've been.
By the way, the woman screaming in the background never helps.
Never helps.
Ladies, shut the fuck up. That's when Tony either help or stay quiet.
LaDonna fired three rounds from her .38 caliber, but missed. The terrified couple then called 911.
Lay down, son. Lay down. Give me my shotgun now. I need the shotgun, not the pistol. Come on.
Bruni was held at gunpoint until deputies.
Again, ladies. Screeching. Yeah, no, that does not help anything. Pull it together for a moment.
Might help if she was a better shot.
Pull it together. So that all ended well. Also in sometimes you just have a bad day. No matter what you do, it doesn't work out for you. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it isn't your day, your week, your month, or even your year. Anyway, in a botched bid to ditch some evidence, a Florida man allegedly threw a bag of cocaine out of the sunroof of a vehicle in which he was a passenger. Here's where it went wrong. The drug landed squarely on the hood of the trailing police car.
At least it didn't land in the mouth of a baby.
No, it did not.
Like 2 Chainz.
Get up on the microphone, Sam, if you're going to talk.
Sorry about that.
There you go. As detailed in the Kissimmee Police Department report, the cop, Christopher Brewer, sought to pull over a gold Acura around 2 a.m. after the vehicle nearly slammed into his cruiser. Though Brewer activated his car's overhead lights, the other vehicle, which carried two men, continued moving. While shining a spotlight on the Acura, Brewer noted, "I saw the sunroof of the vehicle open." Brewer slowed his car down since I knew the passenger was going to throw something out of the vehicle. Brewer then watched as the vehicle's passenger stuck his right hand out of the sunroof, said, "At this time, I observed a clear bag come out of the sunroof and fly into the air. The same bag landed on the hood of my vehicle as I slowed down."
Smooth move.
Now, after the Acura eventually pulled into the parking lot of a 7-Eleven, Brewer quizzed the occupants about the airborne cocaine. Now, while Luis Vasquez denied tossing the stash, the driver, Jose Vallis, who's 38, did not hesitate to finger his passenger as the coke hurler.
Who throws away good coke?
Well, see, that's why. Vallis spontaneously uttered to me that Vasquez threw that baggie out the window. So, yeah, both men were subsequently arrested on a variety of drug counts. Vasquez was also charged with evidence tampering for flinging the cocaine.
That's not evidence tampering. It wasn't even evidence at that point in time. See how y'all make stuff up as you go along.
Well, they're going to throw the public defender will plead that one off. You know, we'll drop that charge for you. It's like haggling. It's really what it is.
It is like haggling.
It's absolutely haggling. All right. So we promised the answer to this at the beginning of the show, and now I need to know. Now, when you were a little kid, did your parents tell you to save your pennies?
Actually, my parents were not too vocal on that. You know, I had my allowance of like 25 cents a week if I cleaned the hamster cage and shit.
But kid over here.
Again, this is the thing. I have a twin brother.
Yes.
Who did not save his pennies.
Yes.
Me, I had a fucking fanny pack with 3 zippers, bro. I had my nickels, my dimes, and my quarters.
Oh, my God.
But no pennies.
He's still talking.
Hold on. I would find a fucking penny on the ground. I'd throw it in the nickel.
Again,
slot.
Sam, we will love you.
Yeah, that sounds like he's
Let me tell you, I paid $20 for a Super Soaker 50 when my brother couldn't put a quarter in the quarter machine because I saved my fucking pennies.
All right.
Again,
so
we will still love you, Sam.
But your parents never stressed. But you are a believer in saving your pennies.
I'm a believer.
Kareem, what about you? Were you a believer in saving the pennies?
Yes.
Diana, what about you?
I got lazy with it, but I think I think everything adds up.
Well, it does. Sure. It does. Well, a man in Texas has been doing this his whole life, and now he's old and he's decided it's time to take his 500 pounds of pennies into the bank. Let's hear what he got out of that. Come on, you.
It all started as a collection. A Slayton man began more than 60 years ago, and it's worth more than $800.
KCBD News Channel 11's Ashlyn Tubbs joins us now to explain. And Ashlyn, you're really going to make us rethink the value of a penny.
Oh, yeah, Karen and Abner. Ira Keys has so many pennies. Yes, pennies that they actually can pay his bills.
A penny saved. Is a penny earned?
That
a sane 81-year-old Ira Keys father recited long ago.
He says, "Whatever you do, son," he says, "save your money." Well, back when I started in 52, I didn't have a lot of money, so I saved pennies, and I just kept saving them.
These coffee cans contain pennies from back when he was 17.
I haven't spent a penny since I was in high school.
About 65 years.
I've had pennies galore.
And about 500 pounds of pennies later.
I like to broke the springs on that little old pickup out there.
He finally willed them in to Prosperity Bank
pennies
in Slayton.
We take pennies for granted. You see them on the ground and you just kind of, I'm not picking that up. But for him to collect it for years and years was pretty amazing. And
that's the bank manager, by the way.
It took over an hour to count the collection.
We ended up with $816 in pennies.
More than 81,000 pennies.
Not a typical day at the bank at all.
But that's not even all of them.
I'm going to build a room divider and have pennies all in it to The shiny ones.
And in order to not let his father down,
this guy.
He'd look at me and frown and say,
he's old.
Why are you cashing them in? I said, save them.
Keys will make sure his piggy bank stays full.
Habits are hard to break sometimes, but I don't think I'll have this many at the, when I cash them in again.
It's a good thing his habit wasn't crack.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's committed.
So he has $800 that he's just like not like he has just been. I'm done with the story.
Yeah.
I'm
so are we. So
I just,
are we.
That here, should have been a story.
Here was my thought. I don't want 500 pounds of anything around my house,
that's
let alone
a mess.
Pennies.
That's cluttered.
Seriously.
I was.
And pennies smell bad.
Eventually, yeah. And here's the thing. If he would have had somebody go through there, I guarantee there are some that are worth something.
Yeah.
If he's
some
been
collectible
saving
pennies.
If he's got them from the 50s.
Yeah.
And they're not new then. Mm-mm. So there's going to be some collectible ones in there, but he just put them through his 1 cent.
So what an idiot.
I actually do keep coins like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a couple that are, like, I have a quarter that's made out of real silver.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
I take my pennies. I put them in a little bank that somebody brought back from England, and I think it was Christiana actually, and former co-host of the show. If you're new, and when I get to what I think is about a dollar's worth, I will roll them and bring them in. That's about the tops. I think the tops I've ever brought in is like $3. Mm. 50 pounds.
Well, I had
or 500 pounds.
I don't know if you ever gone to like the Asian market and bought those little jelly cups.
No, Diana, have you?
Diana, you know what I'm talking about? Like the lychee jellies with the coconut chunks.
I really don't want to say yes, but yes, I do.
Anyhow, it came in this giant plastic teddy bear looking thing.
Sure.
See-through,
yes.
With a cap that has a slot. And I fill that thing up with quarters, nickels, and dimes.
Dude.
Just pull it out of my. And dude, I'll take it like every like 8 months, once a year. And that'll throw an extra like $80 at me.
Yeah, that's fucking dope.
Just pocket change. That's, dude, end of the day, I take what's left in my pocket, throw it in there.
Yeah.
Year, that's fucking $80.
I do that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
my quarters go.
I usually make more than that.
Yeah, you, I mean, I was trying to be a little. I didn't want to overblow
you
the
don't
situation.
Be a, you don't want to be too much of a baller.
Yeah, yeah. Like two Chizanes over there.
All right. That's going to bring us to the end of the show, and it's time for this.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right. This comes from the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, Derby to be more precise, where police say that at least 20, yes, 20 ice fishing shanties, possibly more, were broken into on Lake Salem and Derby this past week. That's right. According to a statement issued by the Vermont State Police, the break-ins occurred sometime between 4 p.m. Sunday and 8:30 a.m. Monday. The investigation into the break-ins is ongoing, and police say that most victims reported having fishing equipment stolen.
I couldn't find my lucky rod, so I took everyone else's.
From your fishing shanty, you say? Police are reaching out to the public to come forward if they have any information in the case. Now, if you know anything about the break-ins, and I'm talking specifically to my cousin Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Who is a new listener to the podcast.
Thank you, Randy.
New for 2015. Welcome, cuz. Contact the Vermont State Police Barracks in Derby. So that's small town news.
That does make the big world seem a little smaller. I feel good. All right.
Listen, if you want to go out for a day of ice fishing and you trek out onto the frozen lake,
I would be livid.
And you get out there and all of your rods are gone. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, motherfucker.
I'd set that ice lake on fire and say, fuck y'all. Where's my goddamn rod?
So anyway, that's small town news, so thanks for joining us for another episode of the Nate Darling Show. We do appreciate it. And remember, the easiest way to support us is to shop Amazon through the tab on NateDarlingShow.com.
Be sure to play 2 Chainz shit.
Backseat driver.
Wait, I'm just saying because no one knows who 2 Chainz is.
That's good. Let's keep it that way.
Thank
it's okay,
you.
2 Chainz. I love you.
All right, everybody. We'll see you on Friday with a new show. Until then, enjoy Meghan Trainor.
I love her too.